I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
He's bad. Oh, you know what we could talk about? Because I heard you talking about it.
What?
You're talking. I heard you talking about Trump Dog saying he doesn't have the juice anymore.
He doesn't.
You got to admit, the last 2 weeks, the juice has been back.
The video you showed me where he was,
and I sent him to Matt too. I can't believe how hard the juice is going.
He was killing
the fuck. I don't know how old it is, but he's on the Air Force One. You know how the reporters always talk to him. He stands like next to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They were like
leaning on the wall.
They're like, Mr. President, what was the MRI you got for? And he was like, I don't know. It was an MRI. I can tell you, it was not for my brain because my brain's working. I just took a cognitive test and I aced it, something you would be incapable of. And he goes, all right, everybody, see you later. You too. Drills another reporter on the way out.
Also, I noticed, I watched a clip, hitting an Asian lady with like, your brain sucks.
And when he walked
like,
away,
an 80-year-old guy is like, dude, you have all the confidence in the world.
And the Asian lady, after he walked away, was just like,
yeah.
I think he's like becoming way too clear now. Like when someone's like about to die and like everyone's in the room, it's like, Shane Kirby.
Yeah. He knows everybody.
Yeah. Just sharp as a tack and it's just going to fucking collapse.
The Venezuela thing got me back. Dude, the memes leading up to Venezuela, I was like, don't go to war, dude. The last thing we want is a war. Fuck all that. One meme of Tekashi 6ix9ine being saying, took that, stole that shit. That's what I do. As Trump, I was like, yeah, America rules. Take all their shit. Do it.
That's why they're like showing that.
The tariffs. Did it work or not?
Tariffs like, definitely worked.
They were. Everything.
If it didn't work, they'd be talking about
it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that was the one thing. That was like.
Tariffs rule.
We're setting us back 400 years of diplomacy, and then you never heard another thing about it. So, yeah, you're probably right. The tariffs work. Venezuela, so far, so good. People were mad that as soon as he was like, dude, we're making $400 trillion, everyone was like, fuck, dude.
Stole that shit.
Yeah, they've.
That's what I do.
They're shutting down like all the news stuff too.
Yeah,
because it just works. If Shane watches reels, it's pretty much like someone watching Fox News. Like, yep, I'm up behind that.
100%. Literally all I need.
Yeah.
Show me a fighter jet reel. I go, yep. Play the Macarena in slow.
Yeah.
Play a slow version of the Macarena.
Yeah. You horny for? Five
I want
seconds.
War.
Back to spread yep. war.
Well, it's also
it's
now
doing really good.
We can
whoever's running that propaganda is fucking killing it.
We have any Latin American country now, just like we had terrorism in the Middle East. We can be like, yo, they're fucking selling cocaine. We can go take their natural resources. Yeah, yeah. We have that locked for the next 10 years.
I will say, Colombia's leader needs to shut the fuck up.
They chirping.
Did you see it, dude? As soon as they took Maduro, he was like, yeah, you won't do that to me, pussy.
No. I hear what they did. They like
turn the lights off.
They turned the lights off, but then hit people with like fucking radio waves that got them sick and bloody noses.
What? Yeah. Like Havana syndrome?
Yeah, it was like debilitating shit where they're like, dude, there was 20 of them and 300 of us, and it was a massacre. It's like predators versus like humans. It's so bad. They're usually like rushing.
I mean, it is embarrassing. If I lived in a country and they turned my lights off and took my president,
turning my lights off,
dude,
sucks.
You guys like. Be like, no, we fought. It was a brutal fire. Just like, at least lie.
No, we turned the lights out, turned them back on. We were the Undertaker. It was literally the Undertaker. The lights went out. The lights came back on. They were like, where is he? Fuck.
It's like being down the basement and someone shuts the light off.
Yo, scary, dude. Think how scary it would be.
President left.
It's so scary.
Just let out a few. Yo, who is it?
Also on Air Force One, they're like, they're calling it a kidnapping and all that. And he's like, kidnapping, that's a good word. God damn. He's funny. Yeah, I'm just saying he's funny about this.
I agree that he's funny.
Yeah. And funny.
You know,
great move to make everyone forget about Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true. And he's and also, we needed something big, man. Russia's on the offensive. China's supposed to be on the offensive. We can't just sit on our hands. And
yeah, might be probably.
We got to take something. What?
Like, I for real think that, like, Russia and China are fucked up. Like, China has less drinking water in Saudi Arabia, and they, like, didn't let people have kids for a long time, so their population.
Yeah, they're all 80s.
Nah, dude, down. 2030, yeah, 2030, those countries are going
to
get hit
They can
hard.
Build all the boats they want, dude. The people are fucking disappearing, and then no one wants to bang Chinese dudes. And the Chinese chicks are leaving.
Wow, that's a tough one.
You shriveled your bros. Everyone in there is pissed. They'll fucking go out swinging, though. If they have no pussy and it's just like we got to ruin everyone else's time, that would be a crazy war. So I'll fucking kill myself. Just go put yourself up somewhere. You'll never get pussy.
If you're a Chinese village,
what do you say?
Yeah. No water, no pussy. Yeah, that's untenable.
No money.
I don't care how many sweet bridges are being filmed on YouTube. Yeah. I'm going to be like, you know what? This bridge is really helping me.
It's a subway that goes through people's houses. It's like, yeah, because they can't say no. Somebody just went through a fucking skyscraper, and everyone else had to.
I've never gotten sold on the China hype.
The propaganda, that's the one propaganda that really doesn't work on me. Yeah. I'll watch like a drone footage of like a city with neon lights. You're like, this looks like shit.
Well, it's also that. Yeah, and they're also like, oh man, we might go to war with China. It's like, all right, if we do.
If I have to, I will.
They wouldn't last a second.
6 year old.
They wouldn't last a second around us.
No, that, yeah, it's crazy.
You keep like, fucking. They might cut off your steroids though if you talk.
Me?
Yeah, the Chinese fucking the rhino pills you're snorting.
Yeah. I'm herbal, bro. You have to get India to take my ashwagandha. The Middle Easterners to take my Shilajit.
And I need war with Venezuela. Those are the things I need.
Yeah, remember I said we're going to go to war with the cartels. That's not Venezuela, but they're talking like cartel wars.
They're blowing up boats, saying those are cartel boats.
Yeah, man, that's coming. I knew that was down the pike, man.
You're saying you called it?
I called it.
When?
Dude, like a year ago. I was like, we're going to go to war with the cartels.
And I think he did that a year ago. I think he named them terrorists.
Really?
Like, yeah. I guess it would have been this administration.
Because my prediction was that way the United States can control the opioid production.
Ooh, I like
and
it.
Then legalize heroin here and then cure homelessness, opioid crisis by handing out basically government controlled heroin. So it's like they're going to attack the, you know, all the people down in Mexico doing the cartels and they're going to take over the supply and just be like, look, let's just like legalize this and control it.
You want to legalize it.
They don't legalize.
Legalize.
Legalize the crocodile, man.
We need the Charlie Sheen, the homeless. Yeah, start fucking slowly, you know, making it less potent.
Yeah.
They don't respond well to that. They usually.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, there's no way it's getting less potent. They have, they have something stronger than fentanyl now. Damn. Trump is getting into that now where he's talking about like killing drug traffickers. He's like, we'll kill them. They'll be dead. And it's just. He's getting into that.
He mentioned
as well.
That a while ago.
Yeah. He did that recently,
he's
too.
Bringing it back?
Yeah, he brought it back. Yeah, because that one guy gets to do it all the time where he's just like, they just started killing all like the drug traffickers. Duterte, whatever the fuck his name is.
Duterte?
I don't know.
He's gone now, though, I think.
Is he out? But yeah, Trump's talking. He wants to get in on that action. But he wants the bold man to be like, kill him.
He's been fucking bombing some boats. Have you seen that?
No. The cartel boats?
That's a big hot video. It's
just
moment.
Fucking yeah. Drone striking any. Yeah.
I didn't know Venezuela was a big cartel hub as well.
I don't know. Colombia is. Yeah. They border it, I think. And then.
Nah, I guess, yeah.
But no, it's all. I think it's an excuse for some reason to go to war with Venezuela. Fucking, what's his name? Who's the gay guy from South Carolina? Lindsey Graham was just calling for it.
Really?
Yeah. They really want. I think our fleet is going to Venezuela right now.
Oh, crap.
What the hell?
That would be.
They better not.
It's not good. You know, yeah, we don't need to be stoking up. What
the fuck would we fight them for?
Yeah, especially with all China and Russia then buddying up.
Well, if Israel has calmed down, you've got, you know, need another war somewhere. You can't just have one war going.
Yeah, is Israel done? I thought that was still, there's still some stuff going on with that.
They were winding that up.
I think Israel's not afraid to break a ceasefire.
Yeah, I think they're still fired up. Yeah,
I don't think either side's really afraid to break a ceasefire down there.
True.
They're living in the free world. They're
hopefully,
rocking.
Maybe Israel will send us aid if you know all the benefits get taken away. Maybe Israel will send some aid here. That'd be nice.
I did just find out they didn't get involved in Iraq.
Who?
I thought Israel would have sent troops to Iraq with you. Israel does not send troops to any American war.
Well, they're busy. They're all used up.
They are busy. They've got a lot on. But
yeah.
The one thing I like that the IDF does is they post, or just Israel. They post like hot chicks.
Oh, the fine.
And they're like, I'm Jewish. What do you have to say about me? Yeah. It's like,
what the hell? What the fuck is that all about?
You've never seen the hot IDF?
I feel like I've seen that, but I know they're going that. I thought it'd be like, join the IDF. Like, check out our
babes.
They
got a little bit of that, but they're also like, I'm Israeli. Do you hate me? And it's just the hottest chick you've ever seen.
It's like, no.
You're like, well, no, I love you.
Yeah, clearly they're not.
No, they had it coming.
You're not doing the wrong thing.
I know that's a. An eighth grader's brain
no.
being like, it's crazy wars are happening.
There is, as technology increases, it does become kind of embarrassing where it's like, well, you could just all blow ourselves up. Like, we could just, you know, it's like, this is kind of crazy. We're still murdering each other to be like, these 5 miles are ours. It's like, split it or something. I don't know. Fucking split it in half. Don't fucking shoot each other, you psychos. It's just seems like an insane way. It's the way we handle it. It literally is the highest court in the land.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you go through everything and nothing works. It's like, I'll just fucking shoot this guy.
They're talking about some shit with Venezuela right now, and I think they're supposed to make an announcement today.
I don't know why they're beefing with Venezuela right now.
Oil. Just talking about oil.
True.
Cooking bitch?
True. It's gonna be the Earls.
They better not.
Better not what?
They better not fucking
attack
go
Venezuela.
To war with fucking Venezuela.
Is that even like
yeah, what's that called? Gunboat democracy? Or gunboat fuck. We just park a bunch of shit outside of a country's we pull up on the coast.
Oh.
And go, let's talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's negotiate. Oh, those? Fuck it. Don't worry about those.
Yeah, those are our yeah.
But hopefully this goes well.
I mean, is that even a like remotely fair fight, U.S. versus Venezuela?
It would be shitty for us.
Yeah.
It'd be like Vietnam. It's in the jungle oh, and there's yeah, all these
I forgot,
fucking...
I forgot. Yeah, we, yeah, yeah, Vietnam was bad.
We could get bogged down there very easily.
That's also crazy, dude. Be like, let's repeat Vietnam. I'd like for somebody to give me like a case why we should start aggressing Venezuela. Is it the fucking oil? Or are they saying they're like a communist country?
They're
or
saying they're communists. And
bro.
Who gives a fuck about the drugs? That's kind of an excuse, I think.
Yeah, bro, get out of here.
I think they're Maduro. That's his name, right? Maduro. I think he's starting to deal a little with Russia and China instead of us. We're trying to maintain our sphere of influence.
He's on that BRICS thing.
He's talking some shit, dude.
I told you before, we should join BRICS as America. Like, we're in BRICS, too. Now you guys are with us.
Yeah, just collapse.
Dumbass. Yeah, yeah, really. Wow, dumbass. Now you're part of my coalition. Tricked you.
Yeah, now we're BRICS.
And then they leave BRICS.
What do you think of that?
They leave BRICS and you go.
Go back to the dollar.
I knew you'd get out of BRICS.
Yeah. I knew BRICS sucked. You guys knew BRICS sucked.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know. I just wish this. It's just, it is, it does become embarrassing at a point to be like, you have a bunch of guys just shooting each other in the face. It's like, dude, you're just not allowed to do that. Like, don't make an exception. Be like, well, you can settle that. But then someone shoots you in the face. You go, well, fucking shoot him in the fucking face. Yeah,
fucking shoot him. What the
fuck? I know.
Fucking. Well, whatever. We are chasing him? We're like commandeering oil tankers.
Why? Just pulling them over?
We're going, these are ours. We're just stealing their fucking oil tankers, bro. We're going, nope, you're not allowed to do that.
Maybe they're like, yeah, I guess they're going to say they're probably like maybe using him to smuggle stuff.
No, it's
just funny to be like, no, they're just smuggling with oil tankers.
It's
else.
Fully just us stealing their oil.
What the hell?
Is there like a Trump and the Secretary of War speech tonight? Oh, it's happening right now? Yeah.
I guess oil, too, is like so.
Hopefully that's nothing.
Yeah, that'd be nice if it solved it. But it's because it's like if you can, because oil is like the one commodity you really can just start like blowing people up over. So you don't really usually don't fight people over like bananas and shit. So I think there is that one. I know there was.
We used to.
Yeah, I knew there was that one. Yeah. Fuck, what was that called? It was like a horrible thing the government did that had to just, it was like the banana company or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. The Dulleses were helping the.
Yeah.
Fuck, what is it called? The fruit company. It was like, but yeah. There's Banana Republics. That's what that's about.
Yeah.
Like, they would try to, like, nationalize their own...
Yeah, that's what... United Fruit Co.
They would try to nationalize their own shit, and we'd be like, nah, that's ours.
Yeah,
we need a regime change.
Your bananas are our bananas.
All right, put in this fucking insane guy who promised us to give us the bananas.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just be big banana boss.
There were some big banana bosses.
You're Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, yeah, we installed Donkey Kong as their dictator. He went, arr. He said, yeah, get him, Donkey, get him, DK.
Did you hear about the dude who, the Venezuelan guy, that might be a false flag, might be a couple of fucking boog boys going wild?
No, what is this?
Dude, there was so the president of Venezuela, who apparently is like a socialist dictator, which is funny how, you know, I will say briefly that socialism does find its way in some pretty bad place. Like every time I'm like, dude, seriously, it works. I'm like, all right, there's some good models and there's Venezuela. Yeah. It's funny starving under a socialist regime. Like, nah, dude, we're sharing. Everyone's like, dude, we don't have anything. So
yeah, they always point to like Scandinavia.
Yeah.
They're like, look at that. And it's like, well,
a couple of watchmakers. Dude, there was an amphibious attack, quote unquote, claims there was an amphibious attack on the Venezuelan president. They said they were trying to oust him.
Really?
He said he found two American soldiers, and then there was like they went and it's actually really funny. So apparently there's a group, basically like the movie Extract, that goes around and does private work.
You love the movie Extract.
Dude, I didn't think it was real. Apparently the movie Extract's real and their next target.
What, private work? Like Blackwater?
Well, this guy has a website being like, yeah, exactly. But there's this firm started up being like, hey, governments, if you want to like, you know, instill democracy, you can hire us and we'll instill democracy for you. Basically saying like we correct injustice if you pay us. There's some weird ass website. So there's a guy. So basically the Venezuelan president came out with all these dudes rounded up. And he's like, all these motherfuckers just try to attack me. I killed a bunch of them. Here's two Americans. Here's their passports. Donald Trump, organized an attack on me because America put out a bounty on this guy, on the Venezuelan president. America did put out a bounty on him saying, like, we'll give you guys, I forget what it is, like $20 million to like bring us this dude. So like, if you capture the president of Venezuela,
what?
America will give you money. They fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine put the hit out on him. Like they did, what's his name? Keefe.
It's so sick to put out. Like it's always funny when you see like a bounty on somebody that's still like, you're getting paid like a backup quarterback. Like it's like, holy shit, dude, if I turn in the warlord in my village that's been beheading all my friends and family, I get to get paid like the backup quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. I can also make second string NFL money.
Yeah, exactly. I think it is something like that. It's like they offer like 20 mil for this
dude. In the Middle East, they'll be like 10 grand for it's like, dude, hook them up a little. Just be like, everything's free. If you do this, we're going to send you to America and everything's free.
A year supply of pizza.
Yeah, dude. They get like half court shot rewards. They're like, we'll give you a fucking Mazda, but you got to pay the taxes.
We'll tax you 40% on it. Yeah, the yeah, man. So they went for this guy. Also, okay, so the government and the CIA are claiming, like, dude, we had nothing to do with this, but there was an amphibious attack. So these dudes pulled up on Venezuela soil trying to go get this guy. And the way they pulled it, so the whole thing foiled. America's like, yo, we had nothing to do with it. Some dude apparently from Florida was like, yo, I did that. Some guy, he's the next troop. He's like, that was me. And everyone's, he's like, so he apparently was going around to everyone being like, we got to get these guys out. Because now Venezuela has two Americans to kind of barter with. And like now like America has to go get them.
I think that we should leave those dudes there.
Yeah, well, they're apparently.
if they were mercenaries, leave them there.
Operation Gideon, dude. They're there to free the Venezuelan people. And what they did, apparently, according to this guy, there's like nine people they interview. But there's the dude, I forget his name, but he was the one who said he organized it. There's two people who got captured. And then there was the guy they think that the guy who claimed he did it was actually working for was like a drug lord or a guy who got arrested on drug charges who's like working in the United States. But yeah. What they allegedly did was went into like Venezuela, like poor Venezuela, like towns who were like pissed off with the leader. And we're like, yo, we're part of Donald Trump's secret army. You guys went in. Apparently like 100 Venezuelans were like, fuck yeah, dude. That's
how I would join.
I know.
It was like, yo, I'm with a secret army.
It's Trump's secret army, dude. And they were like, who, Trump? Like, yeah, dude, fucking from that show. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let's go get this guy's fucking head. So then apparently, they're also calling it, could be, there are like, a lot of people are being like, it's a Venezuelan false flag. Because the guy wants to keep lockdown. So they're saying like, dude, they're like, okay, so somehow.
Venezuela's in lockdown?
Yeah, they're in COVID lockdown.
Really?
People are saying, which is weird. The Associated Press is like, yeah, well, Venezuela might be wanting to extend their lockdown just to kind of take advantage of their citizens. Anyway, wear your mask. And it's like,
yeah.
All right, man.
Anyway, we're going to push ours to July. It's like, wait, why? Yeah, don't even get me into it. Don't even get me started.
But yeah,
don't get me started.
That was funny, man. The idea of an unplanned amphibious, it doesn't make sense. That there was just these random dudes who were like, all right, we're going to go capture the leader. It's fucking like a Pineapple Express. It's like these dudes, they're like, we're going to go capture the leader of Venezuela. And they just like, I guess, took a boat from Florida. And just like landed up, but they said that he was like the security on Venezuela's border exactly where, because apparently the Operation Gideon got infiltrated by the Venezuelan regime, so they knew it was coming, so they were just ready.
Do we suck? Does America just suck? Are we North Korea? Like we can't even fucking do anything. We can't even fuck up Venezuela.
I think this was a Venezuelan false flag, or it could have been a botched CIA operation. But again, the CIA would have fucked. They would butt fuck that guy if they want him.
I don't know. I think they fucked up in Cuba too. The little Bay of Pigs action. I think they tried to do this. We've tried to do this and failed a couple times, which is so gay, dude. It's like just win.
Get it done.
Win. If you don't get embarrassed and get captured.
Yeah, for real, dude.
Just some dude dressed like in like a tropical fucking dictator outfit has a gun to your head on TV. You suck.
Yeah, man. The guy looks exactly like. He looks like the guy who's the president or whatever of Venezuela looks exactly like a drug lord.